Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're listening to The Overdrive. My name is Chad Thomas. Joining me in studio today as co-presenter is Gary Broomberg. Joining us now is Wayne Duvernage. He's the Chief Executive Officer of the organization Undoing Tax Abuse, OUTA, an organization that has been in the headlines for quite a few years now for taking on the very difficult subjects. First, it was the tolls, then it was the tax abuse that's taking place in our country. And it's always a pleasure chatting to Wayne. Wayne, a very good afternoon to you.
Nice to be with you, Chad. Thanks.
Wayne, this particular topic we have today revolves around this very bizarre situation of a minister coming out and thinking he can create social cohesion, unity, by putting up a flag for the incredulous amount of 22 million Rand. Now, I don't know if they're backpedaling because it's now been open to the public for comment and there was a bit of a backpedal today, but what is OUTA's view on this?
Well, we think it's an absolute waste of money and time, especially at this time when we have bigger issues on our plate. So, yeah, and then obviously the second question is 22 million Rand is a serious amount of money for a 100-meter flagpole and a flag. So there would be questions around who's making the money here, and we see very often procurement processes of this nature are abused and massive overspending takes place. And connected cronies get rich. So that's the one question. And even if the cost is down to, let's say it's 5 million Rand, you've got to ask yourself, what could you do better with that? Because we don't believe that a monumental flag does necessarily bring around the social cohesion. What brings around social cohesion is growth and prosperity and a government that is focused on its citizens' needs and tackling corruption and maladministration. That's far more important from a social cohesion point of view than this flag that the minister's talking about.
So Wayne, this is Gary Broomberg. Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, Gary.
So just from taking up where you left off, so I was looking at the breakdown, the allocation of costs for the flag, the 22 million. So, I mean, 5 million was allocated for the site-specific geotechnical studies and 17 million Rand for the installation of the flag.
It's
crazy that 17 million to install a 100-meter flag.
Yeah, that would be for the making of it and the installation. I imagine that makes up the 22. But yeah, 5 million Rand for feasibility study is ludicrous.
It's just crazy.
It doesn't make sense.
So Wayne, you and I, when we first got to chat many years ago with Angelique Sarau, it was all about the tolls. And we seem to have become full circle. There's not much has changed in respect of are they going, are they staying. But there have been a couple of rumors circulating and a couple of rumblings the last couple of days as to what's going to be happening with the tolls in and around Gauteng. What have you heard? What's happening?
Well, we've heard the same talk for many months now with regards to the decision is imminent, the decision has been made. But until they make that decision and reverse the ruling that the Gauteng freeways are toll freeways, it's there. You know, the lights stay on, and the 14 or 15% of people that are paying will continue to pay, but nothing goes into the tarmac. So the minister said that the decision has been made, but it's imminent, and they're just waiting for final cabinet approval. What we do believe is that cabinet approval really is to get the Minister of Finance to agree that he's going to have to cover the bonds. Now, we've known that all along. We suggested back then when we were doing those first interviews to the government that 10 cents on the fuel levy would have done it. They've increased the fuel levy, by the way, by over 2 rand since then. So they've got the money. But what we do hear is that they're planning to, you know, increase the fuel levy again by another, I think, 25 or 6 cents to cover these bonds. And that's ludicrous. That is out of line. And that's government that has really lost the plot when it comes to financing this decision.
Well, Wayne, I want to thank you, as always, for what you're doing as an individual, picking up that fight, and what OUTA is doing as an organization, fighting for the rights of the taxpayers out there.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Wayne Duvernage, the Chief Executive Officer of the organization Undoing Tax Abuse, known as OUTA.